So it's not often that I have a guest sitting in studio with me, but today that is exactly the case. DJ Lil Dave.
Yes, that's right. It's an absolute pleasure to be here at Chai FM in the flesh.
In the flesh. It's always nice to talk to somebody in the flesh because I can actually see your face and respond to what it is that you are, you know, projecting. Normally, it's just a voice.
And you can see it's a face for radio.
That'll make two of us. That'll definitely make two of us. Thank goodness for radio. Dave, talk to me about the first Thursday spring party.
Right, so tonight we are going to be launching the Shift Espresso Bar, this fabulous venue that I found a couple of weeks ago. I did a bar mitzvah there and I just fell in love with the place. Had a chat with the owner and I said, let's collaborate and do something. So this is the first Thursday that's happening tonight from 8 o'clock through until about midnight. And it's something that I'm trying to, I'll just back up a little bit. 2 years ago, after the 7th of October, I decided I needed to come back into the Jewish community a lot more. I feel like I'd been outside the community and I'd been involved at 5FM and Sun City and various places. Yeah. And I just felt it was time for me to come back and give something back to the community. In whichever way, shape that I could. And I've been doing various events, Barmies, Butties, a Jewish wedding, which was the scariest day of my whole life. Thank you, Nikki. You're a legend for trusting me. And I do a couple of other things, which is a lot of fun. So I found this venue and somebody approached me and said, come, let's do something in the neighborhood. Let's do something for the community. So this is a plus 30 event. From 30 upwards, it's a fun event. It's about coming, having a little bit of fun, playing some music. It's going to be stuff from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I'm going to read the crowd and play to the audience. And it'll be a mix of some fun stuff. I mix my way through a set if I possibly can, technically. But it's about playing music that people know and are going to get up and dance to or tap their feet to.
Sounds wonderfully outrageous. I'm kind of just wondering, why did you set the age at 30? What's the magic there?
You know what? I think there's a lot of space for a younger audience out there. I think there are far more spaces for a younger audience out there. And I'm just trying to target an audience that, especially post-COVID, haven't really got out there. And I think it's so important that just have fun, get out. I DJ all the time, obviously, and I'm just finding that people are finally starting to relax again. People are finally starting to enjoy themselves at these events. So I'm trying to create a pre-COVID out with your friends.
So interesting.
Having a little bit of fun, just chilling, having a few drinks. It's not about having drinks, coffee. You don't have to eat, you don't have to do anything. Just be. Okay.
It's so interesting you say that, because one of the impacts I thought that COVID had that we hadn't really ever discussed was the fact that people almost became fearful of leaving the home. And totally. I certainly kind of, to a certain extent, feel it myself. Like, it's so much easier to default to the couch, Netflix, and something nice to eat than actually have to get out and deal with traffic jams and potholes and security issues. Like, why do it? And then Nochal, even worse, I get to your venue and I've got to talk to somebody.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, it's kind of, it's just easier to have a one-way relationship with Netflix than actually have to engage. So
absolutely. That's also a great insight and so true. I think we have changed quite a lot. But this event, and I've done a few, you know, it's too from, it's not from enough. This is about everybody. It's encompassing if you're single, if you're a couple, if you're a new couple, or you're an old couple who want to escape
That's
your kids for a night.
That's interesting.
If you just feel like, gosh, leave the kids with the maid or somebody, or get a few friends together. Just a chance to get out and be young amongst people your own age who are also, and I can tell you there is a massive gap in the market for older people who just want to have some fun and let their hair down for a night. And it's a fact. I fall into that category.
Not by a long shot. Tell me something else. Cost and kashrut. Let's just get the difficult things out of the way first. Kosher venue?
So it's not a kosher venue. However, for tonight, we will be having a kosher hot dog stand. It's a very straightforward buri stand. First time out, we'll see how it goes, and we'll expand thereafter. So it's a great kosher buri stand. It's 100 rand to get in at the door. If you haven't already booked, you can book online through Quicket and just look for First Thursday, or please, there are tickets available at the door, and I've just made it 100 rand across the board. It's just a night of fun. I'm going to start playing already music from 8, background music. Hopefully by 9, we'll get a little bit of a party vibe going. And if it's all over by 11:30, 12, then that's so fine. It's a school night, you know.
So just, I know you're here because you're actually going to do something pretty special for our listeners. Do you want to share?
Right, so I'm going to give away 3 double tickets. So if you're a party animal and you feel like you can find a fellow party animal that'll come out and join you for a few hours tonight, I think the easiest way to do it, the first 3 people to use the WhatsApp line.
Exactly.
Simon can tell you the WhatsApp line shortly. And just WhatsApp the station and you will get yourself a double ticket. 3 of you, 3 lucky winners. And just come out. You know, I will just share an insight from a mom who said, you know what, I want to be somewhere where I'm close enough to get back home if, God forbid, the kids need me. And this is exactly what this space is. It's a safe space. It's close to home. You don't have to schlep from Sandton or whatever. And I will entertain you.
So, Lil Dave, I just want to clarify. You're going to give away 3 sets of double tickets, i.e. 6 tickets in total.
Tickets. Yes.
And if you want to go out and feel young again and have a ball and a jaw, the tickets are up for grab. Let me know. SMS us. I keep on doing that. WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. And the first 6 people, or the first 3 double tickets, three tickets will be yours. Go and have fun. On condition you report back to me on Monday and you tell me how the evening was. Well, Dave, thanks for coming into the studio. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It's absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely awesome.